in the first big reconciliation package, one thing that was included in there was the fact that canceled student debt would have no tax consequences. So that's not a concern. And Biden has requested a memo from the Department of Ed on his ability to cancel student debt. We know he has it because actually this authority that we're calling on him to use was used by Trump to cancel interest on student loans. So it better be positive because that those are the facts. And, you know, why would this authority magically disappear in the last few months? It would make no sense. But yeah, we're not going for legislation with this. Legislation's required to fix a lot of things, including in the higher ed space, but not canceling student debt. And this is really gonna be an important fight in the year ahead.
Wow, thank you so much.
Thank you, Rebecca.
That was Astra Taylor and Rebecca Solnit on Remake the World. They spoke on May 4th. Rebecca Solnit is an award-winning writer, historian, and activist. Astra Taylor is a documentary filmmaker, award-winning writer, and political organizer. And she's the author of Remake the World. This program is produced by Alternative Radio based in Boulder, Colorado. We are independent and progressive and in our 35th year. We're supported solely by individuals just like you. To access our complete audio and book catalog, just go to our website, alternativeradio.org. Again, our website where we are podcasting, alternativeradio.org. To place a credit card order for CDs of today's program, Rebecca Solnit and Astra Taylor on Remake the World, and for Astra Taylor's book, Remake the World, call us at 1-800-444-1977. Again, that number is 1-800-444-1977. Or you can go to our website, alternativeradio.org. If you'd like a free copy of a printed transcript, PDF, or MP3 of this program, just give us a call at 1-800-444-1977. Special thanks to Haymarket Books. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamian. Thank you for listening.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Let's jump right back into the music. Let's keep it loud for this next set at least. Some brand new music from Voodoo Records. Name of the band, The Bad Mojos. Song is Crash and Burn here on the Viva Lamont radio program.
This is Thor, the Rock Warrior, and you are listening to The Mockster on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. You better not change the dial, or I will crush your head like a little berry. Vive le Mock!
Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Home late last night. I work it hard to treat you right. I promised you a wonderful life, the American dream. You want for me with that proud stare, a sexy bounty with long blonde hair. You're so beautiful, I can't wait till I get there. With the boys to bed, mama close the door. I want you like never before. Only you can make me feel the way you do, my love. Yeah, only my Camille gives me the good stuff. Your sexy ways and sultry power kick my ass and knock me out. I hit the bag and train hard for the to bed. Mama, close the door. I want you like never before. Only you can make me feel the way you do, my love. Yeah, only my Camille gives me the good stuff. I taste your taste. Is everywhere, brings me to my knees when you're not playing fair.
From his brand new album, or I should say his latest release. It's not brand new now, but it's pretty darn close to being brand new. It's was released a little bit earlier this year. I'm talking about Thor, and the name of the track is Good Stuff. I'll talk about that a little bit more, but I want to say the other songs first. Before the Thor, some Generation X and Ready, Steady, Go. Played some Dead Boys in that set as well with Sonic Reducer. And some brand new music from Voodoo Records. From their compilation, To Ruin Any Party, Volume 5. The Bad Mojos with Crash and Burn. Let's get back to that Thor song. Because obviously it's about a woman named Camille. Who gives him the good stuff. Which is nice. I actually know a Camille. So it's kind of cool. Like, hey, Camille, I know a song that has your name in it. How cool is that? Her husband's a little iffy, But, you know, you get the yin and the yang sometimes with couples, right? I'm not sure in my relationship which one I am. Am I the yin? Am I the yang? I don't know. But speaking of Camille's husband, he has been begging me to take him fishing. For some reason. I don't know why he's stuck, because I don't go fishing in the rivers in the Pittsburgh area. My fishing is elsewhere. And I'm like, you know what? You should take your son fishing. Or both of them.
I don't mean to preach a sermon, but if you've got a son, take him fishing. Take him fishing. Be his buddy while he's young. Time goes by so swiftly. Don't blow it all again. Take him fishing. Take him fishing. If you want him for your friend. I was young and so ambitious, out to climb the ladder of success. Some might say I'd done it. I gave my family everything. I gave them everything but togetherness. Now kids grow up so fast, pretty soon they're gone. Off somewhere raising families of their own. So don't let there be a big long list of those little family outings that you missed. I never had time for pleasure. Now my sons are far away. And I'm wishing I took them fishing every day.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. Said his name, Bojangles, and he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants and feathered stance, for he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and he traveled about. The dog up and died. He up and died. After 20 years, he still grieves.
dance now at every chance in honky-tonk. For drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. 'Cause I drink so big. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
Put it about here, go. Yeah. Blue moon. Well, I said blue moon, Kentucky, I keep on shining. I shine right along now. Well, shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Lord, I said blue moon, Kentucky, I keep on shining. Shining bright, but you whispered from on high, Lord, your love has said a goodbye. Blue moon in Kentucky, blue moon in Kentucky, blue moon in Kentucky, keep it right on shining along now. Well, shine on the one that's gone, and there'll be blue.
I guess.
Bobby Fuller for wrapping up that set of music with the big hit, I Fought the Law. And rumor has it that the law won. I don't know. I'm just saying. Before Bobby Fuller, Jerry Reed, the Claw. Yeah, that's what he's known. That's what he was known to his friends as, the Claw, with his picking style. Doing his version of Blue Moon of Kentucky. Now, if my facts are correct, Blue Moon of Kentucky, Elvis did record that song, and it was like the first song of his that was played outside of Memphis. That started the exposure, the Elvis exposure, the Elvis explosion. When I played Jerry Reed's version instead. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, yeah, they made that song huge, Mr. Bojangles, and their version is so good, I had to play that version. The writer of that song, Jerry Jeff Walker, he passed away about a year ago. And we paid tribute to him about a year ago, but I just wanted to throw that back out because we still do miss you, Jerry Jeff Walker. Merle Haggard started off the entire set. Take him fishing. That's all I'm asking. Just take him fishing. Pretty soon it will be ice fishing, but, you know, take him fishing. Hey, my name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out. Taking some time out of your day, your evening, your morning, your night. To check out what the songs stuck in my head. And I'm just like, oh. Literally most of the songs tonight were just ones that all of a sudden I'm like, why am I humming that song? All right, I write it down. I better play that on my little radio program for you. If you have a suggestion or a song that's stuck in your head, email me, wrctrequest@gmail.com. That is wrctrequest. I say it that way because some people have asked, is there an S at the end? But no, it's just you're giving me a request at gmail.com. And I'll try to fit whatever song you're looking for in a future show the best way I can, the best way the Mockster can. I don't know why the Mockster is different than me, but I'll talk in third person. A band from the Atlanta, Georgia area back in the 1980s, and they were on DB Records. Put out an album filled with Simon and Garfunkel songs. So I wanted to kind of dip your musical ears, your listening ears, into something from the Coolies.
I'm sitting in a railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand. And then we start so neatly planned for a we
Goth girl, what are you wearing today? Black again. Goth girl, it's such a fine day in May, but you think it's raining. One day I'm gonna kiss the lipstick off your mouth. Goth girl, why so afraid of the sun? Do you hate the light? Goth girl, you should be out having fun. At home by midnight, you can try to hide behind your bangs. As you sit there on the wall and bare your fangs at men like me, but one day I'm gonna kiss the lipstick off your mouth. Take off your mouth, goth girl. Goth girl, who is the guy on the leash? Does he wash dishes? Goth girl, he looks like Pete Murphy to me. Oh yeah, he wishes. I know he's appropriately frail, but I bet he can't afford to take
kiss the lipstick off your mouth. The doctor, God girl, I know you're super smart. You turn bad habits into art. You fake black magic accessories have cost a real spell on me. So a goth girl, when will I see you again? It's been 2 weeks. Goth girl, I ask the rest of your friends, oh, but they don't speak to me. And one day I'm gonna kiss the lipstick off your mouth. I'm gonna wipe the lipstick off your mouth. Goth girl.
That brightens up my day. She passes by and I can't look away. I'm in her orbit, drawn into her sway. Here and gone, I can't get her to stay. Like a satellite, she keeps coming round, coming round, coming round, never touching down. Like a satellite, she keeps coming round, coming round and around and around. Like the sun and moon, she puts me in a spin. She goes away and comes right back again. I never know just where it is she's been. It's a game she plays that I can never win. She's like a satellite. Arrives, she throws me off, it's always a surprise. I float away as I look in her eyes. She gets away, she's got me hypnotized. Like a satellite, she keeps coming round, coming round, coming round, never touching down. Like a satellite, she keeps coming round, coming round.
From his brand new CD, Working the Long Game, that's Bill Lloyd here on the Viva La Mock radio program with Satellite. Before the Bill Lloyd, John Wesley Harding singing about those goth girls. Also some Paul McCartney in there doing an Ian Dury and the Blockheads song, I Am Partial to Your Abracadabra. I believe the Blockheads actually backed him up on that, and it's a great version, and it's just great that Paul would do an Ian Dury song. How awesome is that? And the Coolies. Coolies started off, speaking of bands doing songs, the Coolies doing Simon and Garfunkel's Homeward Bound. Gets us here. We're Homeward Bound with this hour of the program. Yeah, we've got less than 10 minutes left, which means I got to start just squeezing songs in. See if I can get three in. Do you think I can get three in before we get to the top of the hour? I'm going to do my darndest to see what I can do. Let's just keep the pop going because that's what I do. Sometimes. Who knows what I do? Anyway, how about some news? Not new. How about some music from the 3 o'clock here on the Viva La Mac Radio Show? Astronauts wrapping up that set of music, kind of tailed out with a little surf music with a Baja here on the Viva La Mach radio program. In fact, let's keep some music like that in the background while I'm telling you the other songs. Before that, the Hindu Love Gods, kind of like a side project from REM from 1986. This is before Warren Zevon was part of it, and it was them doing an original song called Narrator. And then before that, the Lipstick Killers gave us Hindu Gods of Love. And I start off the entire set. The entire set started off with the 3 o'clock with It's a Cantaloupe Girlfriend. Yeah, how about that? It's Viva La Mach.
What help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. You're listening to The Deep Blues Hour here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve, your host for the next 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. In this hour, we're going to hear from Magic Sam, recorded 1968. Champion Jack Dupree on the piano, as well, from down in New Orleans. And Blind Lemon Jefferson, from Texas, but recording up in Chicago in 1926. It's all coming up on this hour of The Deep Blues Hour. And we're going to start it off with a little something from Magic Slim and the Teardrops, from a release called Blue Magic, came out on Blind Pig Records. This is Lonely for Your Love. Magic Slim and the Teardrops here on the Deep Blues Hour. Thank you. Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign animation, fun, and fascinating films. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Although the doors of the theater may be closed during the ongoing pandemic, Row House Cinema is still hosting many events online and in person when possible. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, go to rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. What a fine instrumental there from Little Walter, entitled Rocker, recorded 1974 for Chess Records on the album called Confessin' the Blues. Before Little Walter, we heard from Lewis Myers and the Aces performing at Eli's Club in Chicago about 1948. That song called Bluesy from Lewis Myers. All right, up next, let's hear more from the Chess record label. This is from Elmore James. Here he is from 1961. And Talk to Me, Baby. Elmore James on the Deep Blues Hour.
She said,